Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Addington v. Texas, which was decided by the United States Supreme Court in 1979. The question before the court was, what standard of proof is required by the 14th Amendment in a civil commitment proceeding? The facts of the case were, in 1975, Mr. Frank Addington was arrested for threatening his mother, who filed a petition for his indefinite civil commitment to a state psychiatric hospital. Mr. Addington had a diagnosis of paranoid schizophrenia with multiple episodes of threatening, assault, and property damage. He had multiple prior psychiatric hospitalizations with a history of elopement and lack of outpatient follow-up. The jury heard this testimony from two psychiatrists who had evaluated Mr. Addington and found that, by clear and convincing evidence, Mr. Addington was mentally ill and dangerous for the purposes of civil commitment. He was then indefinitely and voluntarily committed to Austin State Hospital. Mr. Addington appealed this decision, claiming that his due process afforded by the 14th Amendment was violated when the trial court did not employ the beyond a reasonable doubt standard. The Texas Court of Appeals agreed with Mr. Addington and reversed and remanded the decision. However, the Texas Supreme Court reversed the ruling of the appellate court, concluding that a preponderance of evidence was sufficient. This issue was appealed all the way to the United States Supreme Court, who granted certiorari and unanimously held that clear and convincing evidence was the constitutional minimum to grant involuntary civil commitment. In weighing the standards, the Supreme Court chose the middle ground between preponderance of evidence and beyond a reasonable doubt to strike a balance between the rights of the individual and legitimate state concerns. They reasoned that preponderance of evidence was too lenient a standard when an individual's liberty was at stake, not to mention the stigma that comes with involuntary psychiatric commitment. They also reasoned that beyond a reasonable doubt was too strict because, one, commitment was not meant to be a punishment. Rather, the state had a legitimate interest in the care of those with mental illness by virtue of the parens patriae doctrine. Two, there need be periodic review and possible release. Three, uncertainty in psychiatric diagnosis made beyond a reasonable doubt potentially too great a barrier for the state to overcome. And four, release of an individual with mental illness was not equivalent to failing to incarcerate a criminal. The court addressed this in the following quote. It is not true that the release of a genuinely ill person is no worse for the individual than the failure to convict the guilty. One who is suffering from a debilitating mental illness and in need of treatment is neither wholly at liberty nor free of stigma. So in summary, the 1979 case of Addington v. Texas established that involuntary civil commitment requires a minimum standard of clear and convincing evidence. Now, it's important to note here the word minimum, as some states continue to employ a valid beyond a reasonable doubt standard.